A local nonprofit group has an ambitious new project. It aims to document the hundreds of murals that line walls and streets throughout Fresno County. Joining us now from Creative Fresno to tell us more about this project is local artist Teresa Flores. Teresa, welcome.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You just started this project on Thursday, so we're at the very early stages, but it's a very exciting stage right now because you're going throughout the valley, throughout Fresno, both the city and rural areas throughout this community, looking for public art that many people might even overlook sometimes.
Yeah. You get so used to driving by these murals that sometimes you don't even see them anymore. So we're asking people, what murals are in your neighborhoods? What are near your workplace? And we want to document those.
And I understand Creative Fresno has been very involved in murals itself for a number of years now. Before this current project, your group has sponsored a number of downtown area murals. Do we have an idea of how many are out there right now, maybe even in Fresno or beyond?
Well, first, let me clarify. I'm not a board member for Creative Fresno. I'm an artist working with them for these projects. But the number of murals in Fresno County, there's just way more than we know. I think there's been over 60 that have gone up in downtown. I'm not sure.
So there's a number that are in the Fresno area itself that your group has been involved with in some way and helping to commission artists to paint these murals and contribute to the cultural identity of an area. There's a lot of other murals out there that individual muralists, maybe working with a business, maybe there was just a wall somewhere, were involved with. How do you go about tracking these down? Do you work with the artists themselves and say, hey, do you remember what you did back in 1975? Is that still there? Is that kind of how the conversation goes?
Right. And usually artists know the other artists who have painted these murals, and so we're getting names. We're asking where are you, like Ernie Palomino and F. John Sierra, Francisco Vargas. Some of the earlier generation of muralists in Fresno County, we need to know where their murals are because some of them have been painted over, and we won't find them. And maybe they do have pictures of them, and we'd like to see those.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you try to document those that maybe did get painted over? In fact, in the Tower District a few years ago, there was a bit of a controversy. One of the murals on the wall of the Tower Theater building was painted over by the owners of the building. So it's no longer there, but I know that there's photos out there of that mural somewhere. It has to be difficult for an artist to see their work destroyed, essentially, and no longer there. So is it more important to, like, preserve this mural thing, maybe even more so than other works that maybe are less likely to be erased with time?
Yeah, it's important that we have the photos of it because this project is going to open up room for people like art historians and curators to come in and really get into detail about what people are painting and where it is. So really, we're kind of focusing on what's currently here, but we're also making note of what has been erased.
So what sort of common themes do you already see in the work that's out there, whether it's in downtown or in Sanger or another community somewhere else outside the valley or outside of the Fresno metro area in Orange Cove or in going in Kerman or somewhere? Do you see any common threads?
We see stories about labor and work in the Central Valley, people working with agriculture, their day-to-day lives. We see, I've seen a few murals with people's girlfriends. They commemorate them. We see just like beautiful animals and creatures. So there's things that are painted for like the sake of aesthetics and beauty. And then there's also murals that are painted to tell stories and memories of the community.
Are there is there a common lineage with the mural artists? You mentioned people like Ernest Palomino, who's been around for a long time and is a sort of a icon of the local arts community, Francisco Vargas. And then you have this new generation of young artists in downtown Fresno. Is there, like, are there common threads? Do all these various artists collaborate in some way, maybe not collaborate on a project, but is there a lineage between the Fresno area muralists?
Absolutely. They learn from each other. I mean, Ernest Palomino and F. John Sierra were students at Fresno State when they started painting murals around Fresno, and they both are teachers as well. So some of the muralists that we have today were students under them, and they've learned from them.
A great example of the local arts community and how it's grown over the years. So what do you hope to do with all of this information once you gather it? What's the end goal, and is this going to be something that's accessible to people in some way?
Yes, we're going to launch an interactive website. So as murals are put up around the county, people will be able to add to the website and go and visit the murals, and we will have like an ongoing documentation going on from residents around the county. We'll also publish a book with just certain murals, not in particular. We're still deciding which murals are going to go into the book, but that will be a limited run.
And again, if people want to maybe flag a particular mural, say, hey, this is in my town. Don't know if you know about this one on 7th Street in so-and-so town. What should they do?
Couple avenues. You can go to the Creative Fresno website, creativefresno.com, and contact us through there. You can post on social media with the hashtag Creative Fresno and let us know where, what city, what's the intersection. We can find the mural so we can go out and take a nice picture of it and have it on the website for documentation.
Local artist Teresa Flores is joining us today. She is working with the local nonprofit Creative Fresno to document Fresno County's public murals, whether they are in downtown Fresno or in rural communities throughout the area. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.